In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The lesson today is from the book of Sirach. From the beginning and before the world I was created, and unto the world to come I shall not cease to be. In the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him, and so was I established in Sion. And the holy city likewise I rested, and my power was in Jerusalem. And I took root in an honorable people, and the portion of my God is his, and in the portion of my God his inheritance. And my abode is in the full assembly of saints. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. But he said, Rather, yea, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. This concludes the reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. You may be seated. Today's Mass is being offered for those souls which are most lost. Please keep in prayer a young boy of ours who wants to become a priest. Today he's undergoing a surgery. He's undergoing a surgery on his arm. He was doing a trick on his skateboard and fell off of it awkwardly and now has to have surgery on his elbow. His mother's very worried about it. That's Lucas Lucero, the son of Juanito Ortega. Actually, he's going into surgery at this very moment. He'll go into the knife at 9 o'clock. He's already before the doctors in preparation. At time at 8 o'clock was his scheduled time in. You know, today we celebrate what feast? The commemoration of Our Lady of Ransom. Do you know about Our Lady of Ransom? Fabian doesn't either. Maybe he's not awake yet. That's all right. God doesn't say you have to be awake for Mass. He says your presence is enough to assist at Mass. He takes care of everything for us. That's the beauty of the Mass, isn't it? He does it all. So, Our Lady of Ransom. What goes on in Our Lady of Ransom? Do you know about the founding of the Mercedarians, the Mercedarian order, which got its beginning at that time when the church was receiving all these great new orders, new expressions of religious life were going on at this time, and especially in Spain? Remember a few weeks ago, I mentioned a man by the name of Peter Nolasco. St. Peter Nolasco, he was a man who just sought the Lord very ardently in his soul. And he wanted to give himself more to our Lord. He had reformed his life, was living a more or less holy life at this time. And so when he was called, he was visited by a vision of Our Lady. A vision of Our Lady. Our Lady came to him and said to him, in essence, my son, I desire you to have an order within my church. The church needs a new order, a new expression of piety. And I wish to have you form this order, an order that will show my mercy to the world, particularly to those who are right now suffering at the hands of the Moors, the Saracens. Side note, do you know what the word Saracen means? No? Saracen comes from that word Sarah. Do you know who Sarah is in the Old Testament? The wife of Abraham. Okay. And Saracen means the one who is of Sarah, or one who is not of Sarah, actually. It means the one who is not of Sarah. So what do we know about the Muslims? They claim Abraham as their father, but do they claim Sarah as their mother? No, they're the children of Hagar, right? The children of Hagar. So they're the ones who are not of Sarah, not of the promise. That's where the word Saracen comes from right there. So back to it. So he's the Saracens had taken captive so many Christians, particularly in southern Spain, Moorish Spain down there, as well as in other places where they would go out there, the Turks, they would catch these captives, sell them into slavery, and utterly abuse them. By the way, the exact same thing is still going on. The exact same thing is still going on here within our world at this time. The Saracens are still taking captives among Christians. So St. Peter Nolasco was given this vision of Our Lady and said, I wish to have this order that will seek out mercy for those who have been taken captive by the Saracens and are held in slavery and will be able to ransom them, to give them mercy, to rescue them. Why? Is Our Lady concerned about the fact that her children are in chains? Absolutely. Of course she is. She's a good mother, just like you all who are good mothers would be concerned for any child of yours who is in chains. But what is she really concerned about? Not that their bodies are in bonds in vinculi, but what? That their souls are in bonds. Their souls are in bonds. That's what she's concerned about. She's concerned about not that their bodies are going to be beaten and destroyed. Isn't that what she allowed our Lord to do upon the cross, uniting herself to the will of God? She's concerned about their souls missing out on salvation. Missing out on salvation. And so that's the purpose of the Mercedarian order. But to show that there was a confirmation in St. Peter Nolasco, lest he should have fear that what he was doing was just some movement that he had because he desired to see these souls not go into perdition as well. At the very same moment, the very same night, Our Lady visited two others. Visited St. James of Aragon and another saint, St. Raymond of Penafort. St. Raymond of Penafort was where? In Barcelona, not in Castile, but in Catalunya. Catalunya, remember, Catalunya is a different kingdom. Castile is a different kingdom right there. And so here, speaking to those separate kingdoms, said, make sure you do everything it is within your power to make sure that this order gets started. give it your support. So the Mercedarian order was then founded. It was a strange order. We'd call it a military order because there were more knights, more military men who were involved in it than there were just regular those who went and prayed. And so at the same time they were out there to go and to fight, St. Peter Nolasco actually carried a curious, meaning a small sword, with him as well, and went into battle as well in order that they might be able to set free those who were there. Each Mercedarian was forced to give a fourth vow. So they've pledged poverty, to live in holy poverty all their lives, to own nothing for themselves. So what they worked for, they would give to the order. So poverty, chastity, that they would live themselves with chastity in accordance with their state of life, which was what? Meaning that they would live in total chastity as well. But also poverty, chastity, and obedience to their superior. Obedience in that way. Those are the things which are the ways of perfection, the counsels of perfection. But then they took a fourth vow. Just like Mother Teresa's order, the Missionaries of Charity, which you may know about very well, they have the fourth vow of charity, to live themselves in total giving of charity and cheerfulness to all those who are around them. Their fourth vow, no, the Jesuits, the fourth vow is obedience to who? The Holy Father. Obedience to the Holy Father in everything. And here, these Mercedarians took a fourth vow that when push came to shove, they would always be willing to sell even their own selves into slavery so they may purchase Christians and their souls from slavery. What does that mean? Just like I said before, there are these here who are valuing the souls of others who may be lost because they can't stand under the Moorish persecutions more than their own bodies. More than their own bodies. We need more of that today. We need more of that today. We need more of those blessed souls who will say, it doesn't matter what happens to my body. It doesn't matter what happens to me in the flesh, but rather what's going to go on with my soul. May my soul be preserved. That's what you're doing here today. So many people are afraid to come to Mass because they're afraid of what's going to happen to the body. Are they worried about what's going to happen to their souls if they don't come to Mass? It's so easy to lose one's faith, to fall out of the habit of coming to God, to realize that, well, maybe the Eucharist isn't that important if I'm not receiving it every single Sunday or even during the week. Easy, easy, easy to slip down that path. But even more so, not just those who are worried about their body in this way, but being willing to give up various things within your life so that others may find true faith. Find true faith in God, meaning that I'm willing to let people look down on me because I do the things that are right. Maybe willing that I look like a fool because I dress in a funny way, or because I'm not willing to dress like others are there, or because I'm not going to go see the movies that they're going to see, and I'm not going to engage in the things that they do, and I'm not going to tell the jokes that they tell or watch the programs that they watch or engage in social media the way they engage in social media, because I'm willing to be meek, meaning I have power that has been chastened, put under control, rather than lashing out and attacking others just like everybody else in the world does. Not because I can't do it, not because even sometimes maybe I shouldn't do it, but because I'm concerned about the souls of others who might be lessened in their faith if I should engage in those things. That's what Our Lady is talking about here within this beautiful devotion that we get to celebrate this Mass, this feast day of Our Lady of Ransom, Our Lady of Mercy. And so what we do was we entrust ourselves to her and to her mercy. Didn't we just finish right before we began Mass praying that Hail Holy Queen? Isn't the way we walked into Mass chanting that blessed hymn of the Church, the Hail Holy Queen? We call her what? She is our life. She's our sweetness. She's our hope. And we ask her to have mercy upon us, her poor children, the children of Eve. And so as we beg her mercy upon us, remember the words that were spoken to Mordecai, spoken by Mordecai, rather, in the book of Esther, chapter 15, verse 3. I'll end with these words, because the church in the Roman Breviary, meaning the prayers the priest prays every day, focuses very strongly upon the work of Esther today. And so at the end of that, in chapter 15, Mordecai cries out to Esther, but we can cry out to Our Lady with the same words, saying, speak to the king for us, deliver us from death. And that's what we're asking for. Our Lady of Ransom, Our Lady of Mercy, Our Lady who is willing to ransom us, your poor children, suffering through this veil of tears, this valley of tears in which we are now laboring in. Speak to us, to the King who is your Son, and deliver us from death, not the bodily death, which you didn't even seek to deliver your own Son from, but especially from the spiritual death, and particularly those for whom we now pray and intercede at this Mass, the most lost souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Forgot to mention, not only are we doing a commemoration of Our Lady of Ransom, but as well, we're doing special prayers for those who are captives today. Those are the second prayers that we pray.